A Surrey lawyer has been suspended from practicing law for 10 weeks starting October 1, 2024 after admitting to professional misconduct by misappropriating $8,985.99 in client funds related to 23 clients' funds between November 21, 2020 and January 21, 2021. According to a Law Society of British Columbia document, consent agreement, Roderick Costin MacLeod withdrew the funds from his trust account and deposited them to his general account when he wasn't entitled to the funds, and also failed to prepare or deliver a bill to his clients before withdrawing trust funds for the payment of purported legal fees and also, related to one or more of 23 client files, failed to maintain proper accounting records. The document also states that between June 2019 and November 2020 MacLeod collected GST from clients but failed to promptly remit some or all of $28,360.59 in GST, interest, and penalties due to the Canada Revenue Agency. Further, between 2020 and 2022, MacLeod filed trust reports for the years 2020, 2021, and 2022 that included information he ought to have known was false or misleading, and between April 2017 and March 2018 while representing a client related to a property sale, failed to honor the trust conditions accepted by him by failing to attend to the timely payment of the outstanding property taxes, including any penalties and accrued interest, and utilities. MacLeod has been a member of the Law Society since September 19, 1979 and mostly practices in real estate conveyancing, some litigation and wills and estates law. Between 1981 and 2003 he practiced law in Kimberley, Nelson, Kamloops and Delta before moving his firm to Surrey in January 2024. A Law Society disciplinary committee determined there were mitigating circumstances, finding that MacLeod's conduct was not intentional, but the result of overlooking his responsibilities during a confluence of stressful circumstances. The lawyer experienced significant pressure due to a combination of an extremely stressful trial and appeal and traveling between practice locations, Kamloops and Delta, which occurred in the context of challenges posed by the COVID-19 pandemic and the effects of a flood in his Kamloops office in March 2020, the document reads. At the material times, the lawyer's stress exacerbated the lawyer's medical condition, which indirectly contributed to his inattention to his practice. The lawyer has taken educational steps to ensure he is in full compliance with the Law Society's trust accounting rules. He has reviewed the Law Society's trust accounting handbook and Law Society webinars, including trust accounting basics and trust accounting regulatory requirements. The lawyer is remorseful and acknowledges his misconduct.